It is good, before we partake of the bread and wine, to examine ourselves. Our brother Fred Crawford this morning will give to us the words of exhortation.
My dearly beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, shortly, we are going to participate in the memorial feast. We will be sharing in the taking of the bread and the wine, the emblems which have been chosen to represent the life and the sacrifice of our Lord and Master. His own words were, "This do in remembrance of me." He was asking his disciples, he was asking his followers to remember him. But brothers and sisters, he wasn't asking them or us for just a quick remembrance of a scene in an upper room, because in their case, that was their first time in the upper room. And yet he was saying, "Do this in remembrance of me in the future to come." Rather, he was asking that he might be remembered by way of reflection upon his life of service and dedication, with a view that we might be strengthened and helped in our walk Zionwards, with a view that we might partake of these emblems in a worthy manner. This morning, my dear brothers and sisters, we wish to be exhorted by considering a specific aspect of our Lord's life, and then taking that lesson and relating it to ourselves as we continue in our journey towards the kingdom of God. Would you open your Bibles to the reading that was done for us this morning in the Gospel as recorded by John, John chapter 13. We have a powerful lesson recorded for us here in this scripture, and we want to look at it briefly and take it with us as we move into the forthcoming weeks of our lives. The account that we're referring to begins in verse 4. The scene is the upper room. The Last Supper is in progress. And Jesus enacts a very specific action in the presence of his disciples. We've read it. We will not go over it again. It was entitled "The Washing of the Disciples' Feet." And as he got to the end of that scene in verse 12, he presented to them a question. And that question was, "Know ye what I have done to you?" In other words, do you understand the meaning of my actions? Have you got the message of what I've just done? And then he proceeds to explain. Verse 13, "You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." The principle, the lesson for us this morning is found in verse 15. "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." He had given an example in the presence of his disciples. It wasn't just a lot of words, an edict that was presented that these are the things that you should be doing. He demonstrated by example what needed to be done. He showed them by his own very doing. He was their master. He could have said, "Now listen to me, and I'll tell you what you should be doing." But no, not the Lord Jesus Christ. He showed by example what should be done. the example that he wished them to follow. He put into practice what he was teaching. And what was the example all about, dearly beloved? What was the example all about? The example that he was demonstrating was one of service and dedication and sacrifice. And it was done in humility. There wasn't a big show and a lot of going on about it. He went silently from one disciple to the next in humility, washing their feet. Demonstrating by example what needed to be done. He was demonstrating the principles of taking up the cross. Now we know that all of our Lord's life was one of example. We often refer to it as the supreme example. His ministry was not just a ministry of endless preaching, of endless speeches and edicts as to how a disciple of Christ should walk and how they should follow him. Rather, his ministry was one of direct example, continually and constantly. One of a servant going about and doing his Father's work. He led by example because he wished to show his disciples and us what he wished them to do. And that was literally to follow me. And he uses that analogy. One of the reasons for it would be that an Eastern shepherd always preceded his flock. In the West, we herd our flocks with dogs or with horses from the side or from the back. An Eastern shepherd leads his flock by going in front, and the sheep follow him. That's probably one of the main reasons where that terminology would have come from, to follow me. He was going to go first and set the example. We have the words of the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2, where the Apostle Peter emphasizes this same principle. 1 Peter chapter 2 and at verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called. And we've had mention today of being called. And it is an exalted principle, dearly beloved. We have been called unto a service. Back to the verse. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should just talk about it, that we should know about it, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. No one could misunderstand the example set forth by our Lord and Master in his ministry of self-sacrifice and service. No one could misunderstand his example of taking up the cross daily. There are four gospel records, brothers and sisters, revealing to us the life and the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, revealing for us the great example that he lived, not just talked about, but that he lived and exampled each day of his life, revealing for us the great example that he would set for all others. In that example that he exhibited and revealed, he presented for us in his example his attitude towards his Father in heaven. That example that always was, "Thy will be done." He exhibited and revealed by way of example his dedication and steadfastness, constantly, daily. He exhibited through his example patience and long suffering right to the end. He exhibited and revealed through his example his knowledge and love of the word of truth. He exhibited, brothers and sisters, by way of example, a very simple lifestyle, an uncluttered life was that of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he exampled that for us. He exampled in his life the constant thinking of the needs of others. He would be on his way somewhere, crowds around him. The normal person in such a position would have been moving right on, got to get to the destiny, time to meet a certain schedule and so on. But out of the crowd, various scenes, someone stopping him. He stops. He has the time to reach out, to touch, to help, to offer some words of comfort. Such was the example of our Lord. He exhibited in his life, brethren and sisters, by way of example, his intimacy with the Father in prayer. Brethren and sisters, the prayer life of our Lord Jesus Christ was not the quick and the short. There were many, many things that he needed to commune with his Father in heaven about. How do you think he ever got through his life? It wasn't with some quick and short and hasty prayer, but a few minutes squeezed in somewhere in a busy, hectic lifestyle. There would be many things that he would have to cover as he approached his Father in heaven. And he set the example for us in his intimate communion with the Father in heaven. And yes, the prayers would take time. He would leave nothing out because he needed the strength that his Heavenly Father would give to him. He had important things to undertake. He wanted to include the aspects that he knew were necessary for his disciples and for those to whom he would preach. And he covered them all. His example, of course, one of the more frequent ones that we always refer to, he was known for preaching the gospel. Yes, he was known for preaching the gospel. And he's also known for teaching the gospel. And there is a difference, dearly beloved. And they both go hand in hand. And the second is just as important or perhaps more important than the first. We're called upon, as he did, to preach the gospel to those around us. And then, when they have ears to hear, we are called upon to follow his example and take the time out of a busy life and speak to them one-on-one. Because our Lord did that. He took the time to teach his disciples the principles of truth, so that they would be able to follow him and to go forth and do the same thing over again. Yes, he exampled preaching and teaching the gospel. His example is there for us of his constant spirit of service, his selflessness, always there before us. Yes, brothers and sisters, his was a life of example. A good example of what a disciple, a believer should be. His, of course, was the perfect example. An example that no one could misunderstand. And it was an example that wasn't to just set him up as, look at me. Far from it. In the case of washing his disciples' feet, it was very much one of humility. It wasn't, look at me. But rather, follow me. And his example, brethren and sisters, encouraged and strengthened and fortified his disciples that followed him. He showed in action the way to walk to the kingdom. He walked before them in their presence, and he showed the way. Another great example of Christian discipleship was that of the Apostle Paul. He exampled for all others to witness his life in Christ and his life for Christ. Subtle differences. Life in Christ and life for Christ. The Apostle Paul exampled both during the entirety of his life. Many, many first century ecclesia brothers and sisters would have been uplifted, exhorted, and encouraged in the work that they had to undertake. by the example of the Apostle Paul. It was a principle that he understood, a principle that he lived, and a principle that he endorsed. Turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 4. The scene for us here is the Apostle Paul writing a very special letter to a young brother who is undertaking the responsibilities of ecclesial leadership. We might want to think about these things, particularly at this time as we're marking our ballots. But apart from that, we have the words of the Apostle Paul. Let's listen to them. Verse 12 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. Be thou an example of the believers. He wasn't to set himself up as one that would tell everyone else what to do. Great speeches and edicts going forth about what should be done. But he was to be an example of the believers. Be thou an example. He was charged, as we said, with the responsibilities of ecclesial leadership. He was being instructed and exhorted that he was to show the way. Now we want to just pause for a moment and take note of two very important aspects that he was called upon to accomplish. What was he to be an example in? What was he to be an example of, brothers and sisters? And secondly, why so much emphasis on this matter of example? Firstly, what was he to be an example of? He was to be an example in word. It means in speech, in use of the tongue. He was to be an example in the use of the tongue as he moved about his brothers and sisters and those within whom he would come in contact. Remember, this instruction is for us also. He was to be an example in his conduct. The word means way of life. And that was 7 days a week. He was called upon to be an example 7 days a week in his conduct, in his way of life. He wasn't just to be a great example in the synagogue on the Sabbath and Sunday morning, but rather 7 days a week. He was to be an example in love. What kind of love? The superficial, a few words here and there, oh, I hope you're well, or whatever. He was to be an example in the self-sacrificing agape love. Constantly giving of himself on the behalf of others. He was to be an example of that. And he was to be an example in faith. And that means in conviction of the things that he stood for. This wasn't to be just something that, oh yes, we've got a statement of faith and yeah, we subscribe to that. He was to be an example of conviction of the things of the truth as he moved about. That example would exude from him. People would see that he was convicted of the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was to be an example in purity. Purity in the preservation of the principles of truth in the doctrine and in the way of life. To be an example of all these things. As also, he was to be an example of the reading of Scripture, of exhortation, and of teaching. He was to do all of these things, not merely to know about them or even to know about them and tell others about them, but rather to be a living example by leading the way. He was exhorted in verse 15 to give thyself wholly to them. Give thyself wholly to them. And then we come to the second aspect of these two parts that we were talking about. Why so much emphasis on being an example? Let's read. Verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting or thy progress may appear to all. Is that so that it can just be a show, an outward show of, look at me, look at the things I'm doing? No. No, brothers and sisters. Read verse 16. take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee or see thee, that see thy example, that walk in the ways that you would show forth. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about the power of example that is able to bring people to salvation. It's no small matter, this business of our example in life. The Apostle Peter understood the same principle. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Another one of the early leaders of first century Christianity. But may I just say that while the emphasis in these two accounts has been about leadership, the principle applies to each and every one of us. It isn't just relegated to the arranging brethren. While they have the greater responsibility, we all carry a responsibility in these matters. 1 Peter chapter 5, the elders, verse 1, which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. There's that spirit of dedication, staying with it, constantly being there. Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples or examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The power of example to the flock. Having established just how vitally important the matter of example is from Scripture, we need to take a few moments and consider where we stand in relation to our example in our lives, brothers and sisters. Our presiding brother mentioned the need for self-examination. That comes from the Apostle Paul, and it was particularly mentioned in relation to the coming to the emblems. Let a man examine himself. Our example in our everyday life. Brethren and sisters, what do our colleagues think of us? What do they know of us? What do they see of us? At work. In business, in school, wherever we may be, we are known. When the name John Smith comes up in a conversation, immediately there is an example in the eyes of the listener. Oh, I know John Smith. And it won't be from some conversation we had over lunch extolling how that we're churchgoers and we do this and we do that. John Smith will know us from what he's seen of us, what he knows of us, how we live our lives. Our examples in our family life and in our ecclesial life. Just want to enumerate four key aspects in this matter of example that we need to be aware of. We are all, no matter what our station is in life, we are all an example in one form or another in our lives. People see us in action in our life, and they see us for who we are and what we are. We fall into three categories of example. We can be a good example, we can be a poor example, or we can be a bad example. We're going to be one of those three categories. Good example, a poor example, or a bad example. There's no such thing as no example. We set example as we live out our lives. And then we come to the fourth point, the one that is of greatest concern. Brothers and sisters, our example has an influence on those around us. Think about it. Our example in life has an influence on those around us. Our example can be a help, or it can be a hindrance to someone in our life. Someone around us, Think about it. Our example can be a stumbling block or a stepping stone to someone in our life, someone around us. Our example will have a far greater effect upon someone's life than any words, no matter how many, we could ever offer. I have a little poem that's been under the plastic cover on my desk for nearly 20 years. It's faded. I'd like to share it with you. It's entitled, Sermons We See, and I've put my own title on it, The Power of Example. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds. For to see good put in action is what everybody needs. I soon can learn to do it if you will let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lecture you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather get my lessons by observing what you do. For I might misunderstand you and the high advice you give, but there's no misunderstanding how you act and how you live. There's a few copies of that poem on the bookcase outside if you'd like to take it with you. It's been a help to me for many years in my life. We can see how important it is then, brethren and sisters, that we become good examples in our lives, knowing that people are looking at us and are being influenced. And it takes effort and sacrifice to be a good example. We need to be searching ourselves as to the kind of effect we are having on someone else's life. Let us just consider one or two examples. One of the most critical areas our example has effect on in life is with our children, or our grandchildren for that matter. Our families. The little children, brothers and sisters, watch us constantly. They're smart. Oh, yes. What do they see? What do they hear in mama and papa, grandpa, grandma? Or us as the collective body of moms and dads in the ecclesia? What kind of example do we set before them? We want them to become disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our example must lead them to that. Not just the talk. A life of example must lead them to that. And it takes a lot of effort and self-sacrifice, dearly beloved, to be that example. We won't turn to it, but the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6 and verse 4, bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord, and it can never be done by specious reasoning and words. If we truly love our children, and I know we truly love our children, we want them to be in God's kingdom, we will do all in our power to show by example what a walk in Christ has to be. Because, brothers and sisters, as we sang in that second hymn today, only those who take up the cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ will receive the crown of righteousness. And we need to emphasize that. Our Lord, when he said, follow me, didn't sit around and take life easy, put in the odd weekend in service to his Father in heaven. Can we get the message? When Christ said, follow me, it was a life of taking up the cross daily. Brothers and sisters, we will do all in our power to show by our example what a life in Christ is all about. And the key factor in our example will be our attitude. It's a subject all of its own, and we'll leave it at that. But let me tell you, it's a key ingredient in this whole matter of example is our attitude. Remember, we are either going to be a good, a poor, or a bad example to our loved children and families. Do we, by our example, show our children and our young people that our priority in life is the truth, is Christ? Or do we speak it and then show something else? We need to ask ourselves these things. We claim that our children are the future ecclesia. What messages are we giving them? And remember, they are watching our example. Are the readings being done faithfully in our homes? This precious Word of God? Our life found in the Word of truth? Do we faithfully support the meetings of God's ecclesia? Oh, yes, we've got busy lives. And there are the usual exceptions, sickness, old age, and perhaps at times even work. But brothers and sisters, either we're following the Lord Jesus Christ to the best of our ability or we're not. Are we supporting the meetings of God's ecclesia? Are we supporting the work that God's ecclesia undertakes in His name? Is there support for the Sunday school, the youth circle? Are our children taught to be in their classes? And then we, by example, are there ourselves, showing that we too are there. Not just saying, listen, get off to Sunday school. But we're not there. The power of example speaks far more than words do. We've got a duty and a responsibility to be there too, brothers and sisters. Oh, there'll be times when we can't make it. That's understood. We're not talking about isolated incidents. We're talking about a way of life. We claim, I imagine we're still making these claims, brothers and sisters, as a body we did a few years ago. We claim that we love God's Word. We claim that we want to study God's Word, and we claim that we want to be in the kingdom of God. Where are we on Thursday night Bible class? Brothers and sisters, our Bible class attendance of late is a shame. It is a shame. It's a shame to our God and to Jesus Christ. Where are we on Thursday nights? That is so important that the Word of God and its study is set to one side because we've got something else to do. Brothers and sisters, we're setting an example as to whether we're here or not. Our lectures, attendance is dwindling, brothers and sisters. And it isn't just the matter of whether we're physically here to fill a seat. It's whether we're here to support the Lord Jesus Christ and the spreading of His gospel message. Our good example is needed. It's needed, brothers and sisters. And I appeal to you to think about it. It's needed for our children. We want them to come to lectures too. We want them to attend Bible classes down the road. They need our good examples. And it'll take sacrifice at times to be here. But they need to see that. Sure, Dad's tired when he comes in after 9 hours of work at the office or whatever. But they see Dad go out, or Dad and Mom if it's the case, or whatever. They see that and they remember it. We're living in challenging times, dear ones, and we need the support of one another. We need to come together and open this book and share it together. What are we telling our children and our young people through our example? What are we telling them? That it's all right to just go if we like the speaker, or that's a subject I think I'll go and check in on? Or are we telling them, Mom and Dad will be there? Or we as the corporate mums and dads of the ecclesia will be there. Unless there's just a reason we can't be there. The Lord Jesus Christ uttered these words. They're no formulation of mine. Luke 9 and 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Sacrifice, dedication, giving up the things that we might have to give up. But dearly beloved, we need to be constantly aware of what our example is telling someone in our own families, in the families of fellow brethren and sisters, and of our brothers and sisters. We show by our lives and our examples where our priorities lay. And we truly are either helping or hindering someone else around us. We need strong examples from every one of us. And I want to pause here for a moment and thank each and every brother and sister that sets a good example in this ecclesia in any way. I want to thank those that make it out on Thursday night to support the Bible class of God and of Jesus Christ. I want to thank those that are here through their old age, that are in their seats. They struggle to get out, but they want to be here. I want to thank them for that kind of example, because it strengthened me over the years when I used to come home and think, ugh, Bible class? Got so many minutes left to try and scrub my dirty hands and change and get to meeting. But then I would see old Brother Brierley or Sister Brierley or someone else, and I'd know they were going to be there. Example, brethren and sisters, it's powerful stuff. And when a young brother gets up on this platform and he looks out, there's a couple over here and there's some there and one or two over here, how do you think he feels after all the work he's gone to? You want to put him down, you want to make him feel like what's the use, then don't be here. But if you want to encourage him, be here, support him. And again, we understand there are those that can't be here. We're not referring to you. But support the young brethren or the older brethren. Older brethren need support and strength and encouragement too. As we walk in and we see, oh, there's so-and-so, there's so-and-so. We're all here together. And the Bible class goes on. Please, brothers and sisters, consider it. And I thank you to each and every one that finds it in their life to give their dedication over to Jesus Christ when he said, follow me. We need, brothers and sisters, we need strong and good example in our attendance and support of the ecclesial meetings. We need example in the way that we dress and conduct ourselves when we come here. We need example of our commitment and dedication to the Lord's work of preaching the word and teaching our contacts. We need example of remaining separate from a godless and evil and wicked world that is going to perish under God's coming judgments. We need example of pulling away from it and staying away from it and taking up the cross of Christ and moving forward. Dearly beloved, we have a powerful example in all of these things. And so as we continue in our lives, we want to remember the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to remember that he set the example for us and he calls upon us to do likewise. This do in remembrance of me. He also said, I have given you an example.